martial law is declared in Thailand. A new disease hits Haiti, and comic books are helping spread the gospel. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thailand's military is declaring martial law, but they're also saying it's not a coup. Right now, it's restoring order until the August elections after months of political unrest. Vision Beyond Borders, Diane Romaine.
Any time that a country goes into martial law, of course, freedoms are restricted. And so with that and the pressure of the countries around them that restrict so many of the religious freedoms, that's always a concern.
Will it impact what they're doing?
A lot of the countries that we work in around Thailand are closed. And so Thailand has always been an area where there have been freedoms, where we have been able to base out of.
The window of opportunity is open for now. You can help. Romaine simplifies it in three ways.
So if people would pray, it truly is a spiritual battle that we're engaged in. And then also, if people feel led that they would be able to go on these trips, we actually take short-term teams. And then, you know, we always need funds to support the work.
Next, the war in South Sudan has seen thousands killed and about a million displaced. That displacement and loss of livelihood will mean famine. The famine could be worse than that of the 1980s. Kids Alive International cares for children in need in the region. Kids Alive's Matt Parker.
There are now between 6 and 7 million people that are at risk of famine. There's not been enough aid that's come in, not enough funding. And so pray for that funding, pray for organizations that are working among the vulnerable, particularly the Christian organizations that are seeking to share the good news.
Kids Alive has work in the city of Wau, which Parker says is calm right now. Their kids are uncertain and struggling.
We have a great staff team that's working alongside each child, loving them, demonstrating to them that they have a Heavenly Father who loves them. They can trust in him.
Parker's asking you to pray. Share the story on Facebook. This is Mission Network News. Social media usage is up 800% since the debut of Twitter in 2006. Facebook has over a billion users every month, but how does a ministry use all that potential? Reach Beyond recently got 8 of their media trainers together to figure out how to best help local radio partners use this technology. Now there's a strategy, a place for resource training, plans for developing content for regions, and ways to connect it to the gospel. The full story can be found at our website. Meanwhile, chikungunya, a mosquito-borne virus normally found in Asia and Africa, has made its way into Haiti. Starfish founder Dr. Steve Edmondson says its symptoms are similar to dengue fever and it has no cure.
I spoke to one gentleman who has had dengue and he said it was worse than the dengue. It's a very, very, very severe flu-like syndrome. It's characterized by usually high fever, which is followed by intense joint and muscle pain.
While the disease isn't deadly, the pain keeps people in bed for days. Starfish workers are helping however they can. They're forming relationships with people that pave the way for gospel conversations.
When we get seriously ill, we start to think very seriously about life. And because of that, people are very receptive to talking about spiritual things.
You can find tangible ways to help at our website.
We are just an email away. If somebody would say, I'd love to raise money for a mosquito net.
And Bible comics are making inroads for the gospel in the Solomon Islands. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA and their partners are distributing these comics throughout the islands. The cartoons are helping people become familiar with God by presenting the story of Abraham in a format that's easily understood. It's also providing a launch pad for the gospel message. Pray God uses these comics to soften hearts toward Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn about and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.